Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening. Well, start of Dine Tachanun, in the Fidus Apam yesterday. Let's start again briefly. Sif Aleph. Ein Ledaber Bein Tfilin in the Fidus Apam, which we mentioned yesterday, you know, a person is not allowed to talk after completing Shemana Esra. You're not meant to talk. And then he says, V'kshenoifal alponov, when you do Tachanun, Noagu lehatois al tzad smol, the custom is to turn towards the left-hand side. Mishnebuah says, this is because the left-hand side is because you're opposite the Shechina, and the Shechina is on the Shechina, on the Ribbono Shel Olam's right is your left. You want to be closer to Hashem, you want to face towards Hashem. Therefore, if you go towards the left, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's right-hand side. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, V'yesh oim deish le'atah yisal tzad yemin. He says, no, 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 don't go towards it. Don't go left. Go with the right hand side, because that, on the contrary, that is the right direction towards to get closer to Hashem. Rabbi, so what's the minig? How do we do it?
Depends on Shachris.
Very good. Shachris a mincha, depending on if you're in tefillin or not. That's what the Ramah says. V'ayika, the main psak is lahatois beshacharis. To turn during Shachris, k'sheyesh lo tefillin, when he wears tefillin, besmoiloi, on his left side. K'sheyesh lo tefillin besmoiloi, when he has tefillin on his left hand side, al tzad yamin, you then do tachanun on the right hand side. Mishum, because of kvoid tefillin, the respect towards the tefillin, it's not respectful to go to do the nefilas apayim on the tefillin. Over Arvis, and Arvis, which obviously is referring to Mincha, yeah, that's right. Oy, alternatively, k'she'einloi tefillin b'smoiloi, when he's not wearing tefillin, such as Tisha B'Av or Chol HaMoed, for whoever it applies, b'smoiloi yate, well, you don't, anyway, don't say tachanun Chol HaMoed, but whenever you don't wear tefillin, k'she'einloi tefillin b'smoiloi, yate al tzad smoil, you would turn towards the left-hand side. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Seif Koton Vav. V'o'ika. The main halacha is to go right when you add tefillin, when you wear tefillin, left when you don't wear tefillin. Chen das ataz. This is the opinion of the Taz. V'morgan Avram. She'ein leshanes b'minik zeh. Her person is not meant to change the minik. That's the minik. Is that the minik everywhere, right? You don't see people doing it differently. Do you? No, that's generally the minik. V'cheinu ha-go'olom, and that is the custom everywhere. I'm skipping the brackets. And brackets brings the opinion of the Gaon. Yeah, v'shliach tzibo oimet, that's an interesting point now. V'shliach tzibo oimet miyemin la'oren. If v'shliach tzibo is just pretty much where I'm standing, which is near the oren, on the right-hand side of the oren, toiv shi'at roishoi me'at klapi yeminoi. You should go a little bit, so whether it's by Mincha or by Maariv, the point is, if you are the Chazan and you're right in front of the Oroin, whether it's Mincha or Maariv, depending on where you are, you should not go right, don't put your face down, just opposite the Oroin. So if you'd be now doing Tachanun on the right-hand side, do you mind to show us? On the right side. So that you wouldn't be able to do in front of the Oroin. So rather, what you're going to do, you're going to turn a little bit, turn it, face yourself a little bit, very shkoch for showing us, turn a little bit towards the other direction. So whether it's Bamin Chamav, it doesn't really make a difference. His scenario is, excuse me, Shachis Mincha, thank you very much. So the case he's talking about is the Shachis scenario, but it would be the same Bamin Chamav as well, without a doubt. Yeah. If you are left-handed, when you are left-handed, you're talking about Shachis Mincha. A left-handed person, how do you do left-handed? You do left for both. Yeah, I hear that. It could be, yeah. Interesting, because really for right and left-handed person over here shouldn't really make a difference for Mincha. For Shachris, the only reason is covered at filling. So obviously it depends where you wear at filling, if you're right or left-handed person. But Mincha, however, it wouldn't make a difference if you're right-handed or left-handed. Because as we said, the reason why we do the left side is because that's the right-hand side of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it wouldn't make a difference if you're right or left-handed, only by Shachris. Yeah.
on your tefillin?
Yeah.
Is that how the Sfardim?
I don't know. Is that how Sfardim do it? Anybody knows? I don't know, because it could be that after the... could be that, that many Achronim disagree with it. So it could be that also with the Sfardim. I don't know what the meaning about the Sfardim is. Could be that many that because of the amount of Achronim or Cholik on the Shulchan Aruch, could be that actually the meaning... I don't know what the meaning about the Sfardim is. Could be that they don't. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to learn
more about that. Yeah, we haven't discussed it yet. We're going to learn more on that. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin says, "Ve'arvis rotzelayim le'tzad arvis da'anu b'mincha." Arvis is referring to mincha. She'ein onu noyagin le'aniach tefillin, that we don't wear tefillin. Yeah. Okay. Mishneh Meniach tefillin. If somebody does wear tefillin b'mincha, gam sham yipoil al yemino, he should also to tachlon on the right hand side if he wears tefillin b'mincha. Okay. It brings the Chaodon who disagrees and says that he could pass like the Gon. Right. Okay, continues the Ramah. La'acha shenofal al ponov. After that he did Nefilas Apayim, yakbia roishoy, he should lift up his head. Ve'ischanein me'at miyushov, and he should daven a little bit in a sitting position. Ve'kol mokoim ve'mokoim lefi minhogoin, every place according to its own minig. Ve'minog poshut, and the general minig is loima, to say va'anachnu loineida, to say va'anachnu loineida chatzi kaddish, then to continue by saying chatzi kaddish ashei lamnatzeach ve'afilu biyomim she'ein oimim tachanon, and even on days that we don't say Tachanun, Oimrim, we do say Lam Natsach. We do say Lam Natsach on days which we don't say Tachanun, such as today. Right? So there's plenty of cases that we don't say Tachanun, but we do say Lam Natsach. Milvat, when are the days that we don't say Tachanun? Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, V'Tisha B'Av. Those are the days that you will not say Lam Natsach. That's interesting. That's very interesting, because you're right. I think you're right. The meaning is not to say it. Yeah. According to the Ramah, you would say it. Yeah.
You'd say what?
On Issul Chag. Yeah, it would appear. Yeah. Yes. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan tests, I'm just reading the last line because that's generally the minhag. V'roi loy ma v'nachton neida b'yeshiva. The minhag generally is to say v'nachton neida sitting, and to get up b'manase b'amida. And when you say manase, you stand up. V'nachton neida is sitting, and the manase is standing, and that's generally the minhag. Right. Okay. Yeah, have you ever seen people who do Nefilas Apayim with both hands? Have you ever seen that? Ever seen anybody who does with both hands? Have you seen anybody with both hands?
So it sounds like a
football. Sounds like a, yeah. Pardon? Yeah. So Moshe Feinstein did it. Moshe Feinstein did it with both hands. So Moshe Feinstein said that Moshe Feinstein did it with both hands. Yeah, he did it with both hands. So I think that he probably, I'm not sure, but I think that he probably had one slightly over the other. Yeah.
Is there a minhag that anyone has to sit all the way through Tachanun, I not to stand that last bit?
Vanachne, that it's not recorded. Not recorded. Yeah, okay, see, base. Nefilas Apayim, miyushav veloy me'umot. Nefilas Apayim needs to be said in a sitting way, veloy me'umot, and not standing. Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Yud, miyushav, kosa beis Yosef. The Bishosov says the reason for that, Shatam wal derech Kabbalah. It's for Kabbalah reason. For Kabbalah reason, a person is meant to dafke sit during Tachanun and not standing. For the Nefilas Apayim. For Rivash Kosav, the Enkbed, the Rivash says it doesn't really matter. Cause for achronim, the achronim say b'shas adchak in difficult circumstances, no chalis mochal arivosh. You can rely on rivosh if necessary. Alken therefore, im siem tefilosoi. If a person finishes tefillah, for tzorich lamed al kaponim kidei hiluch talad ames, for koydim shizeh hischil atzibu loy matachnun yam uichabim koyim avipel al ponot meumudim atzibu. So there could be various scenarios in which you can stand and say tefillah sapaim, such as in the case would be if somebody is still davening behind you. You can't sit down, you can't step back. That would be a typical case in which you can't actually sit. So he says, but you can be soimach on the opinion of the Rivosh, that the Rivosh says you can actually stand for Nefilas Apayim. Could be, potentially, maybe. Maybe, yes. It would be the same by him as well. Yeah. Right. Rabbi Isaiah, do you know anything about Oroin? If there's no, can you say, let me just check over here. Right, okay, fine. Today it's fine. We've got Sefer Torah in here. Does anybody daven in a shul where there is, or does anybody daven in a place, not a shul, in a place, mincha, in which there's no Sefer Torah? Okay, do you need for this time? Oh, that's interesting. You say it, but you don't actually do Nefilah Sapaim. Is that, yeah, there's no Sefer Torah? Is it an Oin? No Oin. Okay, anybody in work? I don't know, is it? There's no Sefer Torah, and you will say it normally.
And you just say, no, we don't do that.
You don't do Nefilah Sapaim. You say it, but you don't do Nefilah Sapaim. Okay, let's see. That's the Ramo is going to cover this halacha now. Ramo said, it's very interesting. Says the Ramo, that we only say Nefilas Apayim if there is, says the Ramo, an Oin and a Sefer Torah inside it. But if there is no Sefer Torah present, you will say the actual Tefillah, without covering your face. And that is the minhag. So the Ramo says, yes indeed, if there is no Sefer Torah in the Oin, you will not do Nefilas Apayim. You will say it, but you not do the action of the pain. Mishneh Berurah says, Sivkotn Yud Aleph, Oren v'sefer Torah b'sucho, Oren lav dafke, it's nothing really got to do with Oren, it's nothing to do with the actual cupboard. Hello, who din sefer Torah, l'chut dai. It's all about the sefer Torah. Is there sefer Torah, or is there no sefer Torah? It's nothing to do with an Oren. V'tameish oimrim, and the reason for this opinion is as follows. Mishum demotzinu bikro, the Pasuk says, There's a remez in the pasuk shenefilu lifnei Oren Hashem. There's an indication that the nefilas apayim needs to be in front of an Oren Hashem. K'diksev melchemes ha'ay, the pasuk describes in melchemes ha'ay vayipoil al ponov lifnei Oren Hashem. They were davening and they were deeply. Connecting to Hashem, and when they did that, vayipel al ponov, they fell on their faces lifnei before Oren Hashem. That implies that vayipel al ponov is only that if there's an Oren there. Oren, of course, doesn't mean an Oren. It means Oren without anything inside it is not much point. So obviously, it's referring to a sefer Torah inside it. So it sounds from the pasuk with regards to melchemes ha'ay that the concept of nefilas apayim is only to be done if there's a sefer Torah there. What would be an explanation for that? How would you explain it? Why is that? Shmona Esra you do also without a Alein Shabach and Shema you're going to say also without a Sefer Torah. So why is it that Nefilas Apayim, not the saying, you're going to say it anyway, but the actual factor, the action of Nefilas Apayim, you're only going to believe there's a Sefer Torah there. Why? Yeah. Pardon? Yeah. Yeah. Good. And what is the meaning of it? Why is that so? You're right. It's seems from the pasuk.
Is it the busha?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, a particular busha, there's a particular kirva, a particular heiligkeit, a kedusha in the sefer Torah, and therefore there's a particular embarrassment in front of it. If you've done an avera, you've done something wrong, you're going to be particularly embarrassed in front of a sefer Torah because it's closest to Hashem. There is an interesting minhag which I'm going to get to in a minute. Now continues the Ramah. The Mishnebura, excuse me. Ve'im ein sham sefer Torah. If there's no sefer Torah there, rak shas svarim on other svarim. Tasu eli rabba v'derechaim to leipel al ponov. If there's no sefer Torah but there's svarim, that eli rabba v'derechaim say don't do nefilas apayim. Rak yoyim amizmo bro nefilas apayim. V'yeish cholkim baze. Right. There are cholkim and hold that if there's no sefer Torah but there is svarim there, some hold you can't do nefilas apayim. If there isn't Sefer Torah and there is no minyan, have you got Sefer Torah in your house? Not yet. Mitzvah soon. So if you've gotten Sefer Torah but there is no minyan, you will do Nefilas Apayim. Okay, so that point is a clear point. If you've gotten Sefer Torah there, even if a person just davens late mincha, whatever, he missed mincha, whatever it is, and he's davening mincha now. Here, somebody, he's going to daven mincha now. No minyan, he's davening bechidus. Sefer Torah here, he's going to do the Nefilas Apayim. No problem. Now, the former point is that the Eli Rabbe says that we just mentioned now that you need a Sefer Torah from the Nefilas Apayim. What happens if there's no Sefer Torah but there is Sforim there? What do you do? Pashas you don't do, but the Mishnah Berurah brings Cholkim, brings Achonim hold that if there is Sforim there, you will do the Nefilas Apayim. You're not doing the Nefilas Apayim as well. So in Paradise Boys, there is no Sforim there, there is Sforim there, no Sforim there. Ah, that's right. Yeah, there is form there. Nevertheless, you don't do the Nefilas Apayim. Okay, so obviously you're not Rabbi Lev. Obviously, Paskins not like the Derech Chaim, like the former opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that says that if there's no Sefer Torah, you don't do the Nefilas Apayim. V'yesh Cholkim, others disagree. Machlok is Achronim. Yeah. Very good question. What about Apostle Sefer Torah, Rabbi Yisai? Posel a very, very interesting shayla. Really interesting shayla. Shlom Zalman discuss it. I will ask you as well. What's the halacha if there's a posel sefer Torah in there?
Doesn't it lose its sanctity?
Well, it does to some extent, but you're still not... where is it going to be kept? You still have to keep it in there. So the achronim are actually a machmir. They say, although it's a posel sefer Torah, you're going to have it... It's still from the actual fact that it needs to be kept in the Oren, from the fact that most of its halachas still are, there is still halachas of Kedusha, most of the halachas still remain, and therefore actually you can do the Nefilas Apayim also if there's a positive Sefer Torah in the Oren. Yeah. So if there's no Sefer Torah there, or there is Sefer Torah there? No Sefer Torah? Right. Oh. That's a good question. So, the stipler says, apparently, it's an interesting shaila. So, we're learning that if there is a Sefer Torah, you will do Nefilas Apayim. If there's no Sefer Torah, this is for him only. Machloek is Achronim, Mishnah Berurah says, probably not. Some disagree and say, if there are for him there, you can do Nefilas Apayim. If the stipler would ask, what about if it's just random Sforim, a few random Sforim lying there? Is that a few random Sforim there? Will you still be able to do Nefilas Apayim according to the second opinion? Stipler is definitely not. All Achronim as well. It's definitely not. If you, the second opinion holds that Sforim are equal to Sefer Torah, that's only if it's static Sforim that are there to stay, and it's a place you daven, and it's a place that are Sforim there on a kavuadig way, they're always there, they remain there, then they are to some degree like a Sefer Torah, to some extent. And they, but if you just, there's a few Sforim lying around or something like that, it's not a normal place that you normally, then you won't be able to rely on it. So the answer to that question is no, you will not. Right. So what was your place? Your place, did you say, are there Sforim in your places, in your place? No Sforim at all. Okay, so that's, right, okay. There is a very interesting minig in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Rabbi Yisai. Did anybody have any memories of davening in Yerushalayim HaKodesh? In Yerushalayim Mincha, in a place where there is no Sefer Torah? Oh, very good. You remember? How do you remember? You remember? Yeah, I know, but that's already a while ago. You moved at least 3 years ago. He still remembers. Oh, it's no, coastal, of course, if you're telling the coastal.
Inside, not if you're outside.
Yeah, okay. I suppose that may be considered one area. We're going to see some more. So, I both say, it's very common, I mean, in yeshivas, there's often very, in mere yeshiva, you learned Yemir? I told you then. Did you learn Yemir? So right, so there is. So do you remember in where did you have mincha in yeshiva? Not so much. Okay, so there is various batim midrashim and doesn't have to be yeshiva, could be various batim doshim who do not have a sefer Torah. So there is an old minik in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, an old minik in that although there may not be a sefer Torah, but nevertheless you will do nefilas apayim. Because the reason for that is, Abshalom Zalman explains, what could be a reason for that? What could be a reason? That Yerushalayim is different? That's right, the Kedusha of the area. So you've got the same level of Kedusha, where you've got a Sefer Torah there, you've got the same level of Kedusha if you're in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. But the poskim discuss as to whether this applies only in the Old City, or this applies also beyond the Old City, and that's really a discussion amongst the Baalei Minhag, the Minhag people, as to whether the Minhag goes that far. If you go to Ramot, you go to Hanof, you go, will that apply as well? Will that Minhag apply there as well or not? What would you tie in it? Hanof? Probably yes, because it's all part of Yerushalayim. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that's a svara. Yeah, could be. Yeah, okay. Good, okay. Continues the Ramah. Chatzar beis ha-kneset ha-posuach le-beis ha-kneset. If you've got an area before the shul, what could be a good English word for that? The area in front of the shul? Foyer, that's the word, yeah, for the hall, yeah. In front of the shul, the area before the shul, before you enter the shul, and you're davening mincha there. Oy, bishosh shal tzibu mispadlin, or at the time that the tzibu is davening, or afilu yochid beveisoy, even a yochid in his own house, oy metchina befinas apayim, you can still do the tchina befinas apayim, and you can do it with the filas apayim. In other words, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel, Sifkot Yud Gimel Mishnah Berurah. Chatzar beis ha-kneset pasuach. Hainu, the be'ez shemispalel bechotzer have a pesach beis ha-kneset pasuach. If you're davening downstairs, would be a good example. Imagine you're davening on either side of the main shul. Yeah, either side of the main shul. There's an additional mincha there. Okay, would you do nefilas apayim or not? You would. No sefer Torah there. You can see. This whole building says the Mishnah Berurah. For nuchal lirois, the Mishnah Berurah's words is these words are worth underlining. For nuchal lirois meoisoi tzad mokem aoroin. If you can see from that place the aoroin, have a kmispal if naoroin as if you're davening before the aoroin. Rabbi say, I don't know how loch lemaisa. If you were to make downstairs an additional minion on either side, and you're davening mincha. I don't know if you'd be davening there in the Tefillas HaPayim with the Tefillas HaPayim or without the Tefillas HaPayim. You're going to be saying it either way. I don't know about actually doing the Tefillas HaPayim or not. Reb Gideon, what do you tell? What's mashma from this Mishnah Berurah? You wouldn't. Why? You can't see. Rabbi Yisai, is that the minik? What do you think? If you'd be an additional mincha downstairs now, and there's main second shachis. Good. So, very good question. Maslein wants to know what happens if do everybody need to see or some of them need to see? What's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah? What does it sound like in the Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah's words, "Venuchal lirois ma'osay tzad," and he can't be seen from that edge. Mokoy ma'orin, the place of the orin. However, can we spell it? It is considered if it's davening lifnei orin before the orin.
That area, can you see from that area into that area? You couldn't have some people doing tapping and ladders and some people not.
Oh, what a nice svara that. That's a very nice svara. Very, very good svara. That's a beautiful svara. Mr. General Steiners, it would make sense that it's if it's visible from some for some is palalim and not visible for others. Beautiful svara, of course. It wouldn't make sense that the back part of the minyan, they will do the fillets of time and the front, who cannot see, they will not do the filas apayim. That wouldn't make sense. So therefore, you are saying that what?
If it can be seen from that chotzer, then it fits the
whole. Right. Good. Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Yeah, that makes sense. If it can be seen for some, then the whole din of the whole shul will be that. The whole area will. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, very nice svara. Very nice svara. Mishnah Berurah says the last line of this Mishnah Berurah. If Kot Yud Gimel, the last line. Kosva Achoyim the imum ispalel be ezras noshim. If you're davening in the ezras noshim. Since you can see through the windows, mokem aoron in the place of the aoron. How much say? As is noshem, nefilas apayim. Nefilas apayim is noshem. Yeah. Pardon? So I think Mr. Shenold's point is very true. Even if you cannot actually see, if it can be seen for others in within the same area, then you'd actually do nefilas apayim. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mishnah Berurah earlier said, even a yochid will do nefilas apayim. Yeah. Mir Ramo even says that. Afilu yochid beveso im metchina befilas apayim. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. You don't have to physically see it. You don't have to physically see it. It has to be seeable. It has to be visible. Not for him personally. Okay. Let's just start the first few words of Sif Gimel. Ein nefilas apayim balaylo. Nefilas apayim is not to be said by night. Now, night over here means mamash nacht. Mishnah Berurah kotten tezayin. Ein nefilas apayim. V'atam. Halpi Kabbalah. The reason is, and for Kabbalah reasons, I'm beveis Yosef, loy maramiz mosh nefilas apayim, en chashash afilu belaylo. Rabbi says, the nefilas apayim is not to be said during, after nacht. What's a bit schwer about that, Rabbi says? Yeah. It must have been, Mishnah Berurah says that. Yeah, so it's not so clear. So you're saying that it could be. Yeah, but you won't be davening. You won't be saying tachanun by Maariv. Maybe it's referring to Shkia. So that doesn't sound like it from Mishnah Berurah Sifkot news. Yeah, so that's Mishnah Berurah. The next Mishnah Berurah says, following interestingly, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot news zayin belaylo. V'alchen im nimshuchat tefilas amincha delaylo. Hey, no if not play. If it slept, then you will not do nefilas apayim. Huvein hashmoshes laylo noegin lipol. Mishnah Berurah says, ben hashmoshes you're allowed to do nefilas apayim. Now, Rabbi said this is a bit of a shver Mishnah Berurah. Why is that shver? Mishnah Berurah says that nefilas ben hashmoshes after shkia ben hashmoshes you're allowed to do nefilas apayim. That's a bit of a difficult Mishnah Berurah because Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that, doesn't allow davening mincha after shkia. He says that you have to be finished shkia, you have to, Reish Chav Gimel, Mishnah Berurah is very, very strict about completing mincha before shkia. So it depends how to understand the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch could be two different approaches in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah for sure holds that you can't daven mincha after, Mishnah Berurah says you can't daven mincha after once Ben Hashmosh is came in. So the better should have been Yechidus without a minion before Ben Hashmosh, before Shkia. So I'm not quite clear over here what scenario he's talking about. Is it that but how does Ben Hashmosh Shalalu no yagin lipoil? What does that mean? And then he finished together with the Shkia, and then maybe. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we covered tonight Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi. We learned that these are differences, these machloikas, where one should do nefilas apayim to, onto the right side or the left side. There are more paskans that the minig is by shachris, because of COVID at tefillin. You do it on the right side, by mincha, on the left side. The same will be any other occasion that you don't wear tefillin, you're going to do it on the left hand side. That's the achra of the Mishnah Berurah of the Ramah. After saying that the nefilas apayim, you will then raise your head a little bit and you continue davening, sitting. Every place according to its minhag, you say afterwards, v'nach l'neida, chatzikadish asher l'amnatzeach. You will say l'amnatzeach on every day that you say tachnu, you will still say l'amnatzeach, excluding Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Ev Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av. We learned that nefilas apayim is done in a sitting, and you're not standing. However, if needed, you're allowed to say it in a standing way, such as somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei behind you. We learned that Nefilas Apayim, the action of Nefilas Apayim is only to be done in a place where there is a Sefer Torah. If there is no Sefer Torah, you're going to say it, but you're not going to do Nefilas Apayim. We learned also that the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses go din of a Beis HaKnesses. As long as you can see the Oren, you will do Nefilas Apayim. And we learned that a yochid is also doesn't fill us a pime as long as it's a Torah there. And we learned that any fill us a pime b'layla. More on that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. On Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. I wish everybody good Shabbos.